Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up? This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. I hope you guys are encouraged tonight. I hope that you guys are expecting the word from the Lord. I'm excited tonight about the message that God's placed in my heart to share with you guys. So I guess as people are coming on, what's going on, Michael? As people are coming on, I just want to say I hope you guys are having a good night wherever you guys are. What's going on, Katrina? This is the Heart Love Radio Show. We do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10 here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live as well. Hey, Katrina, I hope everything's going well with you. Tonight's topic, and I'm putting this on right now. Tonight's topic, this is your Exodus. You know, this is your Exodus. Hey, Michael, what's going on? So tonight we're talking about this is your Exodus, because some of you guys have been praying and have been seeking God and saying, God, I need something more in my life, and I'm believing you to lead me through this drought, lead me to the promised land. You've promised me those things you promised me in my life, and I'm believing that you're going to do this new thing in my life. And God is just saying to you, sometimes you need to be encouraged again. Sometimes God has to reiterate some things to you to encourage you and to encourage us that he is with us, that he has never left us, nor will he forsake us. I want to give a shout out to my godmother, Regina, who is on. I love you, godmama. My godmama's online tonight. What's going on, Vivian? This is your Exodus. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Because I know I'm not the only one who has been praying that God would move in my life. And I was like, Lord, what are we going to talk about? And sometimes, God, I'll tell you this. First of all, these are things we've been talking about, right? The month of July, your change is here. Then we talk about fight your way through. Then we talk about the test and testimony. Then we talk about on the 22nd to do or not to do. What's going on, William? And then we talked about kick out fear last week. You can grow. And God said, this is your Exodus. This is the season. I want to move some things out of your life. I want to bring you from that pain. I want to remove that pain. I want to lead you into the place that I want you to be. And the thing about it is this. Are we willing to follow God? Now, we could pray. We could cry, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. But God is desiring to do this new thing in our lives. And the point is, are we going to do it? What's going on, William? What's going on, Marla? What's going on, Eugene? You know, are we going to do what God has been calling us and telling us to do? Now, for those of you guys who are coming through, this is the Heart Love Radio Show. We do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. And during this time, I'm going to talk. We're going to share. You're going to type your response to questions I might ask you or to what's on your heart. And we're going to talk about it. But one thing about it we're going to do is that we're going to respect the differences of opinions. I'm not coming with any kind of agenda, just to encourage people. So if you come with your own agenda, it's not going to happen on here. This is about encouraging people. This is about encouraging people because we all need the encouragement, right? Hey, Marla. So that's what we do here on the Heart Love Radio Show. And also, I got to say this, too. This also is something that's also available on Blog Talk Radio as well, But let me ask you a question. I hope, first of all, before we get started, I just wanted to say, I hope that you guys are ready. I hope that your hearts are ready, that you're willing to hear what God is saying to us tonight. What's going on, Brianne Johnson? What's going on? I like to call people's names when they come on just to say, hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, guys, talking about Exodus. You know, Exodus, take to lead. I'm gonna look at this definition that it says right here. Because I looked it up, and I was like, let me just see what it says about Exodus and what it really, really, really means. So, guys, you know, when you talk about Exodus, you know, we think about what happened in the Old Testament, right, when God led the Israelites away. So sometimes the definition, some of the definitions for Exodus is like leading a group of people away. Then it says this. It says this also. One definition says this. We already know about it's the departure of the Israelites from Egypt under Moses. This also talks about that an Exodus can also mean like leading someone away from something else. So this is your Exodus. Now I'm telling you this. How was I inspired by this this week? I'm like, Lord, what am I going to preach about? What are you trying to say to me? And God was like, look. Now I'm not gonna lie. I was listening to this to the song by. This is my Exodus. Sung by Leandria Johnson. You know, and I'm telling you this with one thing I gotta tell you guys. If you guys have heard that song, it is remarkable. It is remarkable. This is your Exodus. And that's what God was saying to me. This is, you know, my Exodus. This is your Exodus. And with Donald Lawrence and Leandria Johnson, and God was like, look, I've been trying to encourage you, telling you that you can make it, telling you that you will make it, and these different things. And God's like, look, it's time to move. Last week we talked about kick out fear. You can grow. God's like, look, this is your Exodus. This is your time for me to move you and bring you out of that pain, bring you out of that hurt, bring you out from all those different things that have been holding you back. Leave those things behind you and move forward. Are you guys with me? What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Jeremiah? And, you know, I'm gonna read something to you. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 29, it says this. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. And God's like, look, this is your Exodus. I want to bring you out of that thing that's been oppressing you. I want to bring you out of that depression. I want to bring you out of that hopelessness. I want to bring you out of that despair, and I want to lead you. I want to tell you tonight that God will heal you. I'm going to tell you tonight, God will heal you. And you know, and that's the first point tonight. You got to push through. Marla says you got to push through. Yeah, Marla. That's right. You got to push through. You got to push through. You got to push through. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just know that God is with you and that you are not alone. Thank you, Marla. You got to push through. You got to push through. William says, right. You know, God wants to heal you. One of the things I think that sometimes we become so depressed and feel oppressed because we feel like we're in this thing by ourselves. Have you ever felt like you're in this thing by yourself? What's going on, Henry? Have you ever felt like you've been going through the pain, through the hurt by yourself? You're all alone. No one is there. You feel, listen, I've been there, guys. I am going through what seems like it's been a change. And I'm going to tell you guys, we pray, Lord, help me, lead me, guide me. But when it's time to throw away some things and leave some people and leave some relationships and friendships, we say, God, I don't like this feeling. But then we pray, Lord, move in me. Move in my life. And God's like, last week he was telling us, kick out that fear. And he's like, look, this is your Exodus. This is your time. This is your appointed time to move into the things that God has called you to do. The thing about it is, are we going to do it? Are we going to believe that God is a healer? Are we going to believe that he's a healer today? You know, Sometimes you got to do like that song says, this is your exodus, this is my exodus. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you, sometimes you have to get to a point where you just say, Lord, I'm going to trust in you with my whole heart, my whole soul, my whole mind, with everything. I'm going to trust in you. And you have to believe today that God will heal you, because God is saying, look, I want to bring you out. I want to heal your heart. Some of you guys might be wondering, why am I not moving forward? Because you walk around with pain. You walk around with unforgiveness. You walk around holding things that happened to you when you were a kid. And so-and-so said this to me. Listen, if you're around, I'm not going to say my age, but I'm not ashamed of my age, but I'm not going to say it. But listen, if you've been alive almost 50 years, right? Henry said, speak, Greg, amen. If you've been alive for almost 50 years, you're holding on to something that happened against your cousin 45 years ago, come on. You know, but listen, we do that. We hold on to your pain. We hold on to hurt. This person hurt me. This person hurt me. And God says, I want to heal you, but you have to be willing to allow God to heal you. You have to know that God wants the best for you, that he wants you to be made whole. So sometimes we're ministering sometimes our brokenness. You know, we're dealing with our own mess. We're dealing with our own insecurities. We're dealing with our own those thoughts, those oppressive thoughts, those depressing thoughts. Or this happened to me, that happened to me. And God says, I want to heal you. That does not have to consume you. Your past does not have to consume you. Consume you. Your hurt does not have to consume you. Your pain does not have to consume you. God said, I want to consume you. I want to heal you. Marla says that sometimes God is all you have. That's so true. Are you guys feeling what Marla said? That is so, so true, Marla. Sometimes God is all you have. Sometimes, are you guys going through that? When you're going through that rough place and you're saying, I'm going to believe you, God, to move in my life, and it just seems like people are moving away, and it's like, Lord, what is happening? You're saying you're going to move in my life. I'm feeling like I'm by myself. But God was saying, you're not alone, though. Just like Marla said, sometimes God is all you have. And God is saying to you tonight, first point, God will heal you. God will heal you. God will heal you. We just have to be willing to allow God to heal us. We have to be willing to say, God, I'm going to believe what you're saying about me in your word. I'm going to believe what your word says about me. I'm going to believe what you are, what you have been doing in my life. And listen, some part of healing, guys, means to take off the Band-Aid. Sometimes we just wax over things. We put Band-Aids over things. Sometimes you have to rip the bandage off. Let the air hit it. Let the elements hit it. Let nature take its course. Put the medication that you need to put on it. And medication I talk about was spiritually. Take the bandage off. Allow the word of God to soak into your spirit, to soak into your soul, and to heal you. And you might scream, you might holler, but you know what? You will be better off. When you allow God to heal you, when you allow his word to heal you, let's take off the bandage so you can really heal. Let's process through the things that we've gone through. Sometimes we have to do that. We have to process through the hurt, process through the pain, and then leave it there. You guys feel me what I'm saying? Process it. So let's stop putting a Band-Aid on everything. Let's deal with the issue and then move on. This is your exodus, and this can be your exodus if you allow God to heal you, because God will heal you. God wants to heal you, but you have to allow God to heal you. You guys feeling what I'm saying tonight? You have to allow God to heal you. Take off the bandage. Deal with the hurt. Deal with the pain. You know, and listen to this. When you deal with the pain and things begin to change, it's okay. I'm going to tell you guys this. I was this control guy who had to control everything else, because I've been through some of the things that I've been through where there was no control, where I did not have the control. But praise God, God's working with me personally on saying, look, you can't control everything. Let me heal you. Let me heal your hurt. Let me heal your heart. Let me heal your mind. God wants to heal you. So that controlling thing, I had to say, look, Lord, I'm allowing you to heal me. I'm going to trust that you've got my back. I'm going to trust that you have me, and I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to allow you to heal me. Because we're wondering how come we can't move forward. We can't move forward if we have all this hurt. We have all this junk. We want to heal. We want to encourage other people. We have all this stuff going on in our hearts and our spirits. And God says, let me heal you so you can be effective. You can be even more effective if you allow, if you deal with your own mess. What's going on, Sonia? What's going on, Pastor Eric? If you can deal with your own mess, if you can deal with your own stuff and allow God to heal you, allow God to minister to you, you know, this is your exodus. God wants to heal you. God will heal you. You know, and one of the things that encourages me, guys, is Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. And this right here is my scripture for the year. Yes, I said for the year. This is what I've been standing on. Hey, Sonia. Mike says amen. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I'm going to read that again, Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm going to write this one down. I'm going to type this one down for you guys. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And you know what? When I'm going through those things and I'm like, Lord, you said you're going to do this in my life, and I want to believe that you're going to heal me, I go back to this, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So if you're wondering to yourself, does God really want to heal me? Listen, his plans, he knows the plans that he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God wants to heal you. God wants to see you prosper. God wants to see that you, he has a hope and a future for you. And we've just got to believe that, even in the midst of tragedy, even in the midst of things that we've been experiencing, God says, look, I want to heal your heart. There's still some things that we can do for the kingdom of God. There's still things that God can do and use us to do his will and to be that light, that beacon of light and beacon of hope for people. But we have to believe that his thoughts toward us are good. God will heal you. You have to be willing to allow him to heal you. Are you willing to do that? See, some of us are a little apprehensive to allow God to really start working in us, because that means that sometimes we got to change. That means sometimes we got to face some things we don't want to face. But listen to this. I'm telling you this. God will heal you. God will heal you. He will heal your heart of the pain. He will heal your mind, your soul, your spirit. God will heal you. And, you know, the thing about it is that we have to have faith. We have to have faith. What's going on, Thomas? We have to have faith. Hebrews 11:6 says this, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You know, that's NIV, that's New King James Version. NIV version says like this, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Listen to this, God will heal you. We have to walk this walk by faith. We have to walk this walk by faith. And without that faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, guys, if we want to really say, like, Lord, I'm believing that you're going to heal me, we have to really, really believe that. We have to really believe that, that God is bigger than the problem, that God is bigger than the depression, that God is bigger than the oppression, that God is bigger than the hurt and the pain that we've experienced. And some of us have experienced pain on levels that others have no idea about. I want to tell you this. I know that God is a healer.
And the process might be hard, but God will heal us. What's going on, star? Be a star. This is your exodus. God's saying, this is your exodus. I will heal you. God will heal you. You know, the second point tonight is this. God will restore you. God is a restorer. Let me tell you this. You know, some people might have written us off, right? You know, but I want to tell you this, that God can take what has been thrown away, what has been neglected, He can restore you. He can restore us. God will restore you. This is your exodus. First point, God will heal you. Second point, God will restore you. You know, when you think about restoration, you take something that might have gotten old, might have gotten worn down with time, and you finish it, you restore it, you fix it up, and it looks so new. Let me tell you this. Throughout the things you might be going through, God's saying, look, not only will I heal you, but I will restore you. I will restore you. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Mr. Kevin Smith? We're talking about tonight, this is your exodus. Those are coming through. First point tonight, God will heal you. Second point, God will restore you. What's going on, Brother Willie? What's up? What's up, bro? We're talking about this is your exodus. God will heal you. God will restore you. Marla says this, God is bigger than my problem. I like how you're saying that, Marla. We have to make that thing personal. God is bigger than my problem. You know, listen to this. You might be going through something. God said, I'm bringing you out of that thing. But if you feel as if that problem is bigger than God, you're going to be stuck. Some of us become stuck because we begin to think that situation we're going through is bigger than God. And God's saying, no, I am bigger than that situation. I'm bigger than that struggle. I'm bigger than that hurt. I'm bigger than that pain. So you just got to keep we have to keep our focus on God. And then we have to do that self-talk. That positive self-talk. I'm going to speak to myself and say, greater is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. I'm going to speak that positive self-thought. Like, listen to this. Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord is God, is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Listen to this. You belong to God. God made you. Listen to this. Listen to this. God is good. And we have to get to that point. It's okay, Mom. Welcome, Mom. Guys, welcome my mom on. Hey, Mom, love you. What's going on, Jennifer? You know, you're here. But I want to tell you this tonight, those coming on, we're talking about this is your exodus. First point, God will heal you. Second point, God will restore you. Listen again, know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. I want to tell you this, God will restore you because God has the best in store for you. God does not want us to be living in this pain, living in this hurt. He wants us to turn our eyes upon Jesus. He wants us to look into his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. That's a song. And listen, God will restore you. You might feel like you've lost everything, you've gone through everything, but God will restore you. You can, listen, when you're going through that pain, when you're going through the hurt, when you're going through your situation, you might not feel as if you are going to make it, but you just have to keep on taking one step at a time. Keep your focus on God. Keep your focus on God, not the situation. Lift up the name of Jesus. Remind yourself in your mind who God is. God is greater than your situation. God is greater than your pain. God is greater than the hurt. God will restore you if you allow him. This is your exodus. Now, I say on the flip side, this can be your exodus if you allow God to heal you, if you allow God to restore you. You know, one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 23. Psalm 23. How are you guys feeling tonight? How are you guys feeling tonight? You guys kind of quiet tonight, but it's okay. It is okay. I'm just glad you're here. Please share this video on your pages too, guys. God will restore you. How many of you guys love Psalm 23? What's up, Jennifer, if I didn't say hey? Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Listen to this. You might be going through some things. What's going on, Brother Darnell? What's going on, Charlene? You might be going through some things, but I'm going to read this again. And I'm going to keep on reading this entire psalm. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This NIV version, you know, I grew up learning the King James version. But listen to this, the word of God. Praise God. What's going on, bro? What's going on? Listen, he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. You might be going through something right now, and it might seem like everything is just going crazy. I've been there, but it seems like if something else happens, I'm going to lose my mind up in here. But how many of you know that just like it says right here, he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. God will restore your soul. Your situation might seem bleak. Your pain might seem deep. I want you to understand tonight that he will restore your soul. And the thing that God's been telling me in this season, guys, has been this. Trust the process. Trust the process. Someone needs to hear it today. Trust the process. Whatever that process is, I just want you to understand that, listen, God, sometimes we have to go through some things. And sometimes you might not understand, why am I going through this pain right here? Because guess what? When you come through it, when you're on the other side of through, when you're on the other side, you can testify. I have been there. I've seen God move in my life. I've seen him make the rough places plain. I've seen him make those quicker places straight. I've seen him lead me beside the quiet waters when it seemed like everything was going chaotic. How many of you know that things can be chaos, they can be chaotic around you, but God is right there? The Bible says testimony time. That's right, guys. Testimony time. Share your testimony. Tell us what God has done for you in your life. What have you seen God do in your life and in restoring you? In restoring you. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys something. Some of this I can share, some things I can't share because of legal matters. But I'm going to tell you this. Personally, I went through that time. I went through a whole bunch of grief, and everyone was passing away, and I had a hard time dealing with it because I had a hard time dealing with change. And I'm telling you that I went through one of the darkest times in my entire life. And I did not know if I was going to make it, but God had some praying people around me. I got some praying mama and godmama. Got my godmother on here as well. And my father, you know, my dad, you know, my stepmom, stepfamily, my family, everyone, those who knew, those who I shared with. And it was a rough time for me. Let me tell you, and something like I said, something I can share, something I can't. Yeah, death is hard. Mama says death is hard. Yeah. And it was like key people in my life. It wasn't just like, you know, everyone who passed away is important, right? But these are like key people who were important in my life. And it was happening so quickly, I felt like I could not catch my breath. And I want you to know that things seem to be chaotic, because while that was happening, other things were happening in other parts of my life. How many of you guys have been there? And this is my testimony. Share your testimony. Type your testimony. Let's talk about it for a quick second. But listen to this. The point is this. God will restore. Sonia says this. God is able for those who trust him. Oops. Good one, Sonia. God is able for those who trust him. Listen, God is able for those who trust him. God will restore if we allow him to. And I'm going to tell you this, allowing God and saying, look, Jesus, take the wheel. Here it is, Lord. I'm going to trust you through this hard time, through one of the hardest times in my life. And I had to get to a point where I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to believe, even though I am going through one of the worst periods in my life, even though it seemed like there was no light to be seen. And God was saying, preach my word. God was saying, I want you to keep on preaching. And I'm like, I'm going through this hard time. You want me to do what? I don't feel like doing it today. God's like, preach. I don't feel like doing it. Write that song. I don't feel like doing it. Record that song. Produce that CD. Now it's a matter of, I've restored you. I'm restoring you. Now do that. So that's my personal testimony. That I've seen God lead me, as it says in Psalm 23, lead me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. God will restore you. When you feel like you've lost everything, God will restore you. And when I went through some of the things I went through, right? You know, my mom had to remind me, because, you know, God will have your mothers there to, like, people there to remind you of what you've gone through and what you've done, what you've been through. And my mom was like, look, God has restored you. I didn't even see it because I was going through so much pain. What's going on, Minister Ray? You know, I was going through so much at the time. And God was like, I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to trust you. Like Sonya says, God is able for those who trust him. And I had to get to the point where I said, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. And I took it day by day. You know, it was real serious, guys. It was real serious. It was really a dark, dark period. But God restored me. And the healing, it takes place each and every day. You have to get to a point and say, I surrender. I surrender. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust that you are bigger than this situation. I'm going to trust that you're bigger than this pain. And I have to say, okay, let me go through the grief. Let me not just put a Band-Aid on it. Sometimes, guys, when we're going through things we're going through, we just put a Band-Aid on it. Let's deal with it. Let's deal with the grief. Let's deal with the pain. Let's deal with the heartache. Let's deal with all these different things. Nomala says this, I totally understand. God got me through the loss of my daughter at 11 days old. Hardest thing I ever had to go through. God restored me. Praise God, Marla. I'm glad that God restored you, and I'm sorry about hearing about your daughter. You know, God restored you, and even though you don't forget, you don't ever forget, but you can look back and say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me through this. Better days are going to come, even through the pain and through the grief. You know, William says this, I had a seizures for hours, and Jesus brought me through. Amen. Praise God, William. Praise God. That's testimony right there. Praise God. What's going on, Larissa? Willie says this. One of the biggest problems in the world today is change. People just won't change. That's true, Willie. People are afraid of change. Can I slap you? Can I punch you for a second? They won't allow God to restore their hearts to change them. Part of restoration is trusting and believing change. Willie, don't get me started tonight, Willie. Willie has been on fire, guys. Ooh, I got to read that again. One of the biggest problems in the world today is change. People just won't change. People are afraid of change. People are afraid of change. They won't allow God to restore their hearts to change them. Part of restoration is trusting and believing and change. Willie, I had to drop the mic. Whew. Because that's exactly what it was. And for me, I was one of those control freaks. I'm not going to say freak. I wanted to control people. I had to control things. And God's like, look, it doesn't matter how nice you can be to people. If people are still going to be mean, they're going to be mean. Listen, you just got to trust God. And God's saying, I was saying, Lord, please help me. Please help me. I'm ready for this change. And God says, here it is. Here's the door. And God began to move some things and remove some friendships, move some relationships. What are you doing, Lord? You're changing things. God says, don't be afraid of change. Willie, if you're here, man, I might have to hit you. Whoo! How many guys feel that? Feel what he just now wrote right here. Willie. I can just stay right here. I don't know about you guys. Because that fear of change keeps us from moving forward. That fear of change keeps us from allowing God to move in our lives. But God's saying, this is your exodus. And part of that exodus is allowing God to restore you. And part of that restoration, like he said, is trusting and believing and change. Some of us are praying for change, but our behavior hasn't changed. So we keep on ending up in the exact same things, exact same pattern. And God said, boom. In order for that restoration to come, there has to be that change. Praise God, Willie. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. Marla says, yes, I am able to help others. That's true, Marla. We go through so we can help others. You can help them. We can help them with their grief. We can help them through things that we've gone through. What's going on, Kendrick? What's going on, Stephen? What's going on, fam? My mom says this, during my health challenges, to God be the glory. My mom says, oh, God rescued me and restored my faith and trust in God during my health challenges. To God be the glory. Mom says, amen, Willie. Yeah, and I've been there to see what my mom's going through. And, you know, she's still going through it. But listen, her faith and belief in God is so strong. And, you know, guys, God will restore us. And God will bring us through some of the things that we have or we are experiencing or going through. Sonia says this, change interrupts what we consider the norm. But when we trust God 100% of the time, then change becomes easy and we understand our purpose. Have to know our purpose. Sonia, drop the mic. I'm going to read it again. Now, when I read these things again, guys, it's process because I'm processing it with you guys. I'm processing it for myself. Change interrupts what we consider the norm. That's the truth. But when we trust God 100% of the time, then change becomes easy. And we understand our purpose. Have to know your purpose. This is your exodus. God will heal you. God will restore you. But like they're saying, you can't be afraid. We can't be afraid of the change. And we have to understand our purpose. We have to understand our purpose. God will restore us if we are willing to allow him to. You know, listen to this. I want to tell you this. Read this to you guys. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39 says this. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What's going on, Donato? What's going on, Michael? What's going on, Nicolette? Praise the Lord. Listen, nothing can separate us from the love of God. God will restore you. I want you to know that it doesn't matter what people have to say. What has God said to you in your heart about what you're going through. I want to tell you there's nothing can separate you from the love of God. God wants to restore you. He wants to restore me. He wants to restore us today. But like we have been saying tonight, we have to be willing to allow him to. We have to be willing to trust him that he is able to, and that he even wants to do that. What's going on, Pastor Lionel? Are you guys with me tonight? Are you guys with me? Because you might be saying, I can't get past this thing. This, you know, God cannot restore me because I've done this. God cannot restore me because I've done that, because this happened to me. But listen, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Willie says this, one of the ways of change is moving self out the way. And that's so true, Willie. God can do anything. He can restore anyone, anybody, anytime. Change is not hard. Change is not hard. It's self that's hard. All right. It's self that's hard. Whew. It's moving self out the way to allow the change. Praise God. Praise God, Willie. Thank you for sharing that. That's true, getting self out of the way, which goes back to what Sonya was saying. Change interrupts what we consider the norm. You know, change interrupts what we consider the norm because, see, we have our own idea of what should be happening, how it's supposed to happen, how God is going to move in our lives. We have our own way of thinking how things are going to happen. But just like Willie and just like Sonya was saying, you move the self out the way. When you move the self out the way and you get, we get beyond ourselves of what we think how things should be going, how they should be going. Because how many of you guys are like, Lord, I'm expecting you to do things this way. When God says, goes a different direction, we're like, Lord, you're going in the wrong direction. That's not what I was praying about. That's not what I was asking about, Lord. And then you go through that whole thing. And then the end, you see, sometimes you see, if you allow yourself to see, oh, God would set me up because God had a greater purpose. God had a different purpose and a different way to get into that place that we had prayed about. Marla says this, we keep trying to fix it ourselves. Be still and wait on God. That's right. We try to do it. I don't know about you guys. Whenever I try to do it on my own, I think I'm going to fix something, I make it worse. God will restore us. God wants to. Yeah, we have to get ourselves out the way, right? We have to get ourselves out the way. So tonight, those are coming through. This is your Exodus. God will heal you. Second point, God will restore you. Third point, God will lead you. We have to really get ourselves out the way. What's going on, Brian? We're talking about this is your Exodus. Listen, we really have to get self out the way because self can mess up the whole thing. And what about when you get to that point where you have to, you know, we know the flesh wars against the spirit, right? So God's telling you to do one thing. You're telling God, I want to do it this way. And I've gone through that, guys. I've gone through that whole healing thing, and God's like, I want to work in your life. You say, I done dropped the mic. Yes, Willie, you done dropped the mic. Praise him. Yeah, Brian says, put our trust in the Lord, not man. Yeah. And not in ourselves either. Not in ourselves either, Brian. You know, God will lead you. God will lead us. But we have to say, you know what? I'm going to allow God to lead us. I'm going to allow God to lead me. And I'm telling you guys, one time God was like, look, I'm doing a new thing. And I dealt with the situation the way I would have dealt with it. And God told me, stop. Don't do it. But my flesh got in the way. I'm going to do it this way. I mean, let me tell you this. The relationship was severely damaged had I just been obedient and heard what God was saying. And I heard what God was saying. If I would have been obedient. So God will lead us. We have to be obedient to what God is telling us to do. I went through that, and it took years, over a year, for that relationship to be restored. You know, listeners, guys, we have to allow God to lead us. We have to surrender to the Holy Spirit. We have to surrender to the Holy Spirit. We have to surrender to God. You know, and it's funny, I wrote right here, guys, get stuff out of the way. Who are you listening to? And it's funny when we have these discussions, and it's amazing how God works through our conversations and our discussions. You know, I had that on the side. Get self out of the way. Get self out of the way. Get self out of the way. This is your Exodus. So sometimes I think that we get it confused, and we think, okay, Lord, you got me here. Now, I'm going to do it this. I have the reins, Lord. I got it under control, Lord. I have it under control. So, Lord, we're going to do this, and this is going to be planned. Now, I'm going to do this, and then I want you to come in, that I want you to supply all my needs according to your riches in glory. And I got it from here, Lord. You got me to the road. Now, I see which direction I'm going in. And God's like, nope. And God would tell us to do some things that might seem like, Lord, you want me to do that this way? Trust him. Trust him. Get self out of the way, and be willing to say, Lord, lead me. If, you know, God will lead us, God will lead you, God will lead me, if we allow him to lead us. You guys ever struggle with that? With saying, you know, Lord, I'm going to allow you to lead me. I'm going to allow you to guide me through this process. Or do you say, trust the process, but I'm going to do it my way. And I hope that things will end up the way I would like them to end up. Listen, guys, God's saying, look, there's so much going on right now, guys. People are dying. It's like every day you turn on the TV, someone is dying. You know, we don't know when our time is up. But while we are here on this earth for this experience, let's go ahead and get it right. Let's strive to live for the Lord. Let's strive to allow God to work in our lives so we can be that light. We can be that beacon of hope for people, for others. You know, let's be willing to do that. Tony says this, our biggest struggle is the fight within. That is so true, Sonia. The biggest struggle is the fight that is within. The fight that's within. That is the biggest struggle. That fight within. That fight within. Willie says, I am telling you, if we let self go, things will change. I know I'm guilty of self too. Willie, you're not the only one, bro. Bro, you are not the only one. That fight within, guys. That's kind of that self-talk. We have to be willing to speak that positive self-talk. You know, I will trust in the Lord. And sometimes we have to say, Satan, get thee behind me. I've heard my mom say that sometimes. Listen, sometimes we have to speak and say, look, devil, get behind me. You're underneath my feet. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to believe God. You know, but that biggest struggle, like Sonia said, is to fight within. And fight to give up control. The fight to give up control and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this situation. Because some of us have been praying, right, for God to move. And God said, I'm moving things. I'm changing things. This is your Exodus. And we're saying, Lord, I don't want to go down that road. That's not the direction I wanted to go in. You said you're going to bring me to a new place. And you told me to go ahead and do this thing. Now I'm feeling like I've made the worst mistake. And God's like, you don't see what I see. You don't know why. So sometimes, guys, like, I know that there's, like, I remember, 9-11, right? I had a friend who was supposed to have gone to work that day, 9-11, in New York. And he was going to go to work, and some said, no, stay home. And he stayed home. He's still here. You know, sometimes we don't understand why things happen the way they happen. Sometimes we don't see that by staying 5 minutes, it could have kept you from being in a car pileup. It could have kept you alive. You know, you just don't know why. But we have to be willing to say, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust what you're saying. And some of us were saying, Lord, I'm ready to move now. I'm ready to do what you called me to do. And God's saying, not yet, because you're not able fully to comprehend the next phase of the blessing. Sometimes we want to move before we're really actually ripe and ready to do it. You know, sometimes God's saying, look, no, God will lead, heal you. God will restore you. God will lead you. He will lead us. But we have to be willing to move when he says move, be willing to stop when he says stop. And one of the things I've been talking about, what's going on, Ralph, what's going on, Dr. Woodrow, is know that it's very, very important to know which season in our life we're in. As it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a season for everything under the sun. We have to know which season we are in. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to your heart? How is God speaking to you through his word? What is he saying to you when you pray? And then are you being willing to allow him to speak? But sometimes we don't allow the Lord to speak to us because we keep on talking about all the stuff that we want and how we want, expect to do. We expect things to go. And God's just saying, look, just be quiet. So sometimes we have to be quiet so that God can lead us. Sometimes we have to be quiet so the Lord can lead us and guide us instead of us trying to tell him how he should be leading us and how he should got us. You guys feel me on that one? You guys with me on that one? You know, one thing I'm going to read to you guys is this. And I am there, right here. Yeah, the helper, you know, the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will ask the Father to give you another helper to be with you always. He is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor recognizes him, but you recognize him because he lives with you and will be in you. Listen, we are not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. God is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. We are not alone. You know, another scripture goes on in John 14, 26. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have told you. Listen, the Holy Spirit is with us, right? So we're not alone. So in this thing, this exodus, God will heal you, God will restore you, and God will lead you. God's given us the Holy Spirit. One of the things that Brian shared, he sent me a text message, is Proverbs 22. Which verse did you want to talk about, Brian? Which verse did you want to talk about? Well, when you guys get a chance to, check out Proverbs chapter 22. You know, when you guys get a chance to check that out. Last point. How you guys doing tonight? You guys doing all right tonight? Are you guys okay? Are you guys okay? How you guys feeling so far? I appreciate you guys who've been hanging in there. What's going on, Mikhail? So we're talking about tonight, this is your exodus. Those are coming through this Hard Love Radio Show. First point we're talking about tonight is God will heal you. Second point, God will restore you. Third point, God will lead you. The last part I got to say is this. Look, this is your exodus. This right here is your opportunity. God said, let me bring you out. You say, awesome, Sonia? Amen. Awesome. God will bring you out. God will lead you. Third point, God will lead you. Fourth point tonight, guys, this is your exodus. And you know, I'm going to tell you this. God says, I've brought you through. I want to bring you all the way through. And this is what God was saying to me. Like I said earlier, talk about early in the month, your changes here, fight your way through the test and testimony to do or not to do. Kick out fear last week, you can grow. And God says, this is your exodus. God's saying, you've been praying, you've been asking, and I'm telling you, this is your season for change. Don't be afraid of the change that you die, that you spiritually die in the place where you say you want to move. God's saying, this is time to move. God will heal you. God wants to heal you, right? God will restore you. God will lead you. This is your exodus. This is that time. And sometimes we say, Lord, you know, I need help. I need help. And God brings people to help you. God brings people to help you. And you say, that's not it. That's not it. And you keep saying, Lord, I need help. And God's like, I'm bringing you help. What's going on, Felicia? Mom says, wonderful message. Praise God. And God's saying, this is your season. This is your season. Walk into those things that God has called you to. But listen, you cannot walk into those things if you don't allow God to heal you, if you don't allow God to restore you. And also, I got to add that to that, getting self out of the way, not being afraid of change, but embracing change. Embrace it. And God will lead you if you allow him to lead you. This is your exodus. This can be your exodus if you allow God to move. And God's saying, it's time. I'm going to just encourage you. What's going on? I got my aunt, one of my aunts, Rosetta, on. This is your exodus. God says, follow me. Follow me. Listen to this. Don't follow the whims of what other people are saying. What is God saying to you about your life? What is, once you've accepted the change, you're not fearing the change, you can hear and you understand your purpose, like Sonia was saying earlier, follow God. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, it says this: my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I just want to encourage you. Hey, Yumiki, thank you so much, Godmother. My Godmother says, I agree, great message. Love you. Thank you guys for coming through. Follow God. Follow God. Listen, know his voice. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I know them, and they follow me. So listen, this is your exodus. Hear God. Know God's voice for yourself. And do what God is telling you to do. And sometimes, guys, God can be unpredictable. You might think that, Lord, why do you want me to do it this way? Don't ask questions. Just go ahead and do it. Do what God is telling you to do, not what your mother, your father, your sister, your brother is saying to you, or your cousins, family, close friends, husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends. But what is God telling you to do? And follow God so God can bring you out. I want you to listen, know this. My sheep hear my voice. Jesus says this, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My mom says, thank God for my exodus and the new me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, Mom. Praise God. You know, listen, guys, this right here, this thing, this word is real. Listen, this is a critical time spiritually in our lives. Now, I know what I've gone over, I'm about to go over in a few minutes. Listen, I want to tell you this. We got to know, like Philippians chapter 4, 13 says this. Let me read this version. New NIV version says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. King James version, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I want to tell you this. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I want to encourage you that this does not have to be it. That God can bring you out. That God wants to lead you out. And I want you to understand you can do all things through Christ. Not through yourself. Not through your own merit. But through Christ who strengthens you. Guess what? God, Christ will strengthen you. God will strengthen you. He'll give you the strength to keep moving. You just got to say yes. Answer him, yes, Lord, I'm going to follow you. It might hurt, but allow God to heal your mind. It might be some pain, but allow God to heal your soul. There might be some tears that might fall, but listen, allow God to heal that pain, that inner person, that inner child, that inner you, the person who went through some things. Allow God to heal you. Allow God to speak to your situation. Follow God, leave that pain there at that place, and keep it moving. Keep following him. Don't follow him carrying that hurt. Don't follow God carrying that pain. God says, leave that pain down. Put it down. Leave it at the cross. I paid the price for that. What's going on, Fute? God is saying, look, this is your exodus. And the only thing God is saying is just say yes. So he says, praise God. Yes, praise God. Just say yes. This right here is your exodus. God said, I'm bringing you out. But be willing to leave that pain behind you. Don't allow fear to drive you. Don't allow self-doubt to keep you. Speak the word of God over your life, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life over your situation. God, I'm going to believe that you are going to bring me out. I'm going to believe that you created me for a purpose and for a reason. Let me spread that love. Let me spread that love. It doesn't matter who's spreading that love. You spread that love. You be the best you that you can be. It's all about encouraging other people. It's all about, hey, Walter, it's all about encouraging others. Listen, this is your exodus. Whatever God is wanting to do in your life and lead you through, God will bring you through that. God just says, I want you to say yes. We just have to get to a point where we say, yes, Lord. And listen, relationships might change. Seasons might change. It doesn't mean that the person never loved you. It just means that the season has changed. But we cannot be afraid of a change. And someone told me this. What's going on, Kenneth? God, someone told me this. When God removes people, he brings other people into that space. But listen, we have to be willing to let go when we need to let go. We need to be willing to walk away when God says walk away. When God says be still, we need to be willing to be still. And if we're serious about really allowing God to touch people's lives, we have to be willing to say, yes, God, I'm going to take my hand off the wheel, and I'm going to trust in what you are saying to me. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Katrina says, yes, Lord, thank you. And it's about going through this thing, because if we're going through this thing for real, we are going through, I don't know about you, but I'm going through this stuff. I am dealing with this stuff and, you know, have friends moving and things changing. I'm like, Lord, all my triggers are triggered, you know, and God's like, look, I've got you. I'm going to keep on bringing you out, but you got to be willing to trust the process. I'm going to encourage you tonight to trust the process. Trust that God is going to bring you out. Trust that God is going to heal you. Trust that God is going to restore you. Trust that God will lead you, but you got to allow him to heal you. You have to allow him. Yeah, take that bandage off. Allow him to restore you. Allow him to restore those areas in your life that you felt like could not be restored. God cannot restore this heart. I've been hurt too much. Some of us, you know, have been so hurt that we've come cold. God says, allow me that in that part of your heart. You know, where we don't trust. And God says, trust me. Trust me, for I know the plans I have for you. Jeremiah 29:11. God will lead you. He'll lead you through the rough places. No, listen, he will lead you beside the quiet waters. He will restore your soul. He will, if you allow him to. You know, I'm going to leave you guys with this. James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, it says this. But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. I want to tell you this. Is your exodus. What's going on, Councilman? This is your exodus. God said, look. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Listen to this, humility. Like we've been talking about getting self out the way, right? Let's walk in humility and watch what God is going to do in your life when you allow him to, when you stop being afraid of change, when you say, you know what, God, Let me kick self out. I'm going to hear what you are saying to me, and I'm going to do that thing you call me to do, and I'm going to believe in what you're saying. This is your Exodus. I'm telling you this. What God has for you is self-tailored just for you. Some things God's not going to do in your life that he's going to do in my life. It might be not be the same way. Might not get to the same destination the same way, but I want you to know that God has you. You have to be willing to trust the process. It's going on, Vicky. You have to be willing to trust that God is going to bring you through. You got to be willing to trust that God loves you. You got to be willing to trust that God can take those broken places in your heart, in your life, and restore those places if, there's a whole bunch of ifs, right? Not really a whole bunch of ifs. We have to get to a place where we say, I'm going to surrender everything to you, Lord. This is your Exodus. This is your Exodus. God wants to bring you out. He wants to bring us out, right? He wants to heal our hearts. He wants to bring us from that place into that place he has for us. But we have to be willing to believe him, to trust him, and to follow him. What's going on, Donovan? I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. Let me ask you a question. What are some takeaways that you're taking away with you tonight? What are some takeaways that you guys are taking away with you from our discussion tonight? You know, one thing that I have to say, one of my takeaways I'm going to take away, and I'm going back to this, but There's so many things that you guys have said. One of the things is this. Some of you said this. Change interrupts what we consider the norm. But when we trust God 100% of the time, then change becomes easy. And we understand our purpose. Have to know your purpose. Listen, guys. And this is another thing I'm taking away. Willie said this. One of the biggest problems in the world today is change. People just won't change. People are afraid of change. They won't allow God to restore their hearts to change them. Part of restoration is trusting and believing and change. Those two are my takeaways that I am taking away. But I've gotten something from everything that you guys have spoken here tonight. My godmother, Regina, she says Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And it states, I'm going to go there right now, and I'm going to read it. It states, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's so true. Listen, guys, sometimes God might, thank you, God, Mama, I love you. Sometimes God might, we might not understand, but we just got to trust him. We got to trust him. And if God's telling you to do something and people are saying, I don't know about that, but if God's telling you, trust him. Trust the process. It's okay. Councilman Elder says, I'm late again. Just remember 9 to 10. Councilman, 9 to 10. You know, but I'm going to encourage you to go back to the beginning because this, we had a great discussion tonight, and I really enjoyed it. So guys, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. He keeps on in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Listen, this is your Exodus. And God will meet you. And I believe that God is meeting us right where we are individually, wherever we are right now, this second, at this moment, those who are even going to look at this. Yes, Tuesday evenings from 9 to 10, Eastern Standard Time. God's going to meet us where we are right now, wherever we are. But we have to be willing. We have to be willing. I got one of my sisters on. I'm not going to say her name because she might not want me to say her name. But God will heal you. God will restore you. God will lead you. This is your Exodus. And the path might not happen the way you expected. But listen to this. If you allow him to heal you, if you allow him to restore you, if you allow him to lead you, he will. He will. You might not understand it right now, but see how things are working out in your life. Follow God. Know that you can do all things to Christ who strengthens you, Philippians 4:13. And then just say yes to God. Yes. Yes. I'm going to trust you through my fear. I'm going to speak life, not death. I'm going to trust that you have the best for me. That's why I have to say to God, I say, I'm going to trust you. And God's saying, this is your Exodus. Jump. Don't be afraid to jump. Don't be afraid to take that leap into the new season in your life. God says, this is your Exodus. Let me lead you. Let me lead you. Let me lead you. And don't forget Psalm 23. He'll lead you beside the quiet waters. He restores. He will restore your soul. Listen, God wants to restore us. Let us really, really surrender not be afraid of change. And let's watch and see what God is going to do in our lives. You know, I just want to encourage you guys tonight. We do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. If you guys don't check it out here, make sure you go back to the beginning. As you comment, we still respond to one another. And I just want to encourage you guys to really seek God and to spend time to hear his voice. Pray, praise him, thank him, read the word of God for yourself. And see, Lord, what are you doing in my life? How do you want to lead? How are you leading me? I'm going to allow you to lead me. Speak to my heart. Speak to my soul. And then, guys, speak life over yourselves. You know, have people in your life who are encouraging you, people who want to see you succeed. And when God begins to change and when he begins to answer your prayers, don't be afraid of the change. Embrace the change. You say, Lord, what are you doing here? But I'm going to trust you. Like grandmother said, I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to trust you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I want to say God bless you guys. Have a great night. Be encouraged and know that God loves you. He is bigger than your problem. He's greater than your problem. The problem is not greater than God, but he's bigger than your problem. And trust that he has you. I want to say God bless you. Encourage. I hope you're encouraged. You guys have encouraged me. God bless you, Michael. My grandma says good night, everyone. My mom says good night. Pray God's blessings on you and your ministry. Continue to do his will. Thank you, Mom. Thank you. Thank you, my mothers, my mom and my godmother. My aunt, one of my aunts is on here. Cousins, father probably listening. I'm going to say God bless you guys. Love you guys. Be encouraged. And know that this is your Exodus. God bless you. Continue to pray for me, and I'll continue to pray for each and every one of you. Thank you so much, guys. God bless.